Nee, du, du, du.
Hey, hotshot, I'm in need of a reprieve. Hey, hotshot, I've got something up my sleeve. Yeah, I don't care about no needle or no damage done. Yeah, well, I don't really care about no one. It seems to me lately I've been running out of dreams. Yeah, hot shot, I was good until the end. Now I'm out here just trying to find myself a friend. We'll be right back.
dear little sister, tell me what's the story now? Lift out all the wax and made a new life for yourself. So tell me how were all the dinners, the parties and hotels? The numb would I have wanted, but had made the bed myself. So you can.
Let it burn. This is Marion Farrow with Rock Under the Radar on WMFO in Medford. You just heard a set of local bands. The first few are in the Rock and Roll Rumble this week. First, you heard guitarist Matt York with the single Hot Shot, and he will be at preliminary night 3 of the Rock and Roll Rumble tomorrow night, April 4th, at the Once Ballroom in Somerville. He will be on at 9 p.m. Then you heard Rolling Nectar, who will be playing the same night at preliminary night 3 at the Once Ballroom, and they will be on at 10:30 p.m. And that was their single, Set Yourself Free. Next was Diabligado with Wretched Soul from their self-titled album. Nicole Coogan from the Devil's Twins also sang on this number. Diabligado's Facebook page reads, quote, "We're the gray area between rock and roots," unquote. And that sounds good, as their music is rock, some rockabilly, and besides the usual guitars and drums, there's also a saxophone and a stand-up bass. Diabligado will be playing at preliminary night 5 of the Rock and Roll Rumble on Friday, April 7th at 11:15. Then we left the Rumble but stayed local for the Devil's Twins with their single Little Sister Let It Run. I believe they were in the Rumble last year, and though they didn't win, they did win a Rock Indie Artist of the Year for 2016 at the Boston Music Awards. And the set ended with What, a classic rock band that was around in the 90s, broke up, and then got back together again in recent years. Their most recent album, Black Heart of Rock and Roll, came out last year. You heard the title song. Watts will be playing Friday night at O'Brien's in Alston. So start out with some locals, and now I'm going to get to some serious guitar. Said at my show on WCAC, I do serious guitar time at the very end of the night because it's a great thing to leave off with. But with this show's only an hour here on WMFO, so I don't always have time to play all the songs I have ready. So don't like to leave out the guitar, so I play the guitar set early, and it's coming now. I'm just going to start out with a little bit of, I guess, a good segue is local and serious guitar. This is Jimmy Bez, talented young blues rock guitarist from the Boston area, 18 years old, getting lots of buzz, been playing guitar and writing songs for a number of years, and he formed the Jimmy Bez Blues Band in 2015, and last year they released a blues EP, Lies of a Sinner. And from that disc, I'm going to play I Don't Belong.
I don't belong. song for my wife. It's called Alchemy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
All right, you just heard a set of some nice, serious guitar. First was local talent Jimmy Bez with I Don't Belong. After that was Joe Bonamassa with Lover With a Feeling from his album Live at the Greek Theater. It came out last year, and Joe does songs that were done by the three kings, Freddie, Albert, and BB. And that song was originally done by, who was it? Oh, I didn't write it down, so I forget who that one was done by. Sorry about that. Then you heard Raven Eye, an English band that formed in 2014, though they'd already put out an EP. Their debut album, Nova, came out last year. The guitarist for this trio was a highly acclaimed young British blues guitarist named Ollie Brown, who had put out several solo albums and won a couple of British Blues Awards since 2008. And that was Raven Eye with Oh My Love from the album Nova. And the set ended with Philip Sace, whose new album totally blew me away. And I say that every week when I play him. I can't help it because that's how much it blew me away. And that song was Alchemy from Scorched Earth Volume 1, great live album. Sace is a guitarist, singer, songwriter who's born in Wales and grew up in Canada. He later moved to L.A., does mostly blues, was in Jeff Healey's band, played with Uncle Cracker and Melissa Etheridge, and he's playing some great solo stuff. I'm glad that's a volume one. I look forward to further volumes of his live music. It's incredible. Philip Sace. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I did a tribute to Chuck Berry, who had just died, and he had been working on a new album to come out this year, his 90th year, and the album Chuck is set for release in June. And last week, a couple of weeks ago, they released the first single, Big Boys. I think I played it last week, and here it is again. Chuck Berry, Big Boys.
Big boys do. Walked 119 miles looking for a place to call my home. Even asked the preacher, he said, son, you gotta move along. Well, I'm an unwanted man, ain't got no place to call my home. It's a desperate life I'm living, and I'm so tired of being alone. Went to my mama's house, get a little bite to eat. She said, you gotta be joking, boy. And she put me right back on the street. Well, I'm an unwanted man, ain't got no place to call my home. Oh, it's a desperate life I'm living, I'm so tired of being alone. Asked all my friends, oh, where did I go wrong? I don't never get an answer. They won't talk to me that long. No, I'm an unwanted man, ain't got no place to call my home. It's the desperate life that I'm living. Well, you know, I'm so tired, Lord, of being all alone. Excuse me.
All right, first you heard Chuck Berry's new song, Big Boys, from his album Chuck, which will be coming out, I think, in June. And after that, you heard Ted Drozdowski's Scissor Men with Unwanted Man from Love and Life, which came out this year. No, I'm sorry, not this year. It came out in 2015. I'm sorry about that. And the song is for Weepin' Willie Robinson, a blues singer who died in a fire at the age of 81 in 2007. He'd been living in Boston for many years, and in later years was homeless. And when the local blues community found out about that, they had a benefit concert for him and did stuff to make sure he was okay. I remember going to a Coco Montoya concert at the Regatta Bar, where Willie was in the audience, and he called him out to sing. And he went up and did a few songs. I happened to be sitting at the front table, and he looked at me and kind of sang to me the whole time. He was looking at me through the entire thing, singing to me. And everybody in the club noticed it, and people were laughing and stuff. It was funny. Though Ted Drozdowski now lives in Nashville, he used to live in Boston and was a music journalist, including writing regularly for the Boston Phoenix. He was a musician then as well, and still is, of course. He's a singer and plays some pretty wild slide guitar. His band does like juke joint blues and Americana. I think the band's a three-piece now, but back when a mutual friend brought me to see them at the Lizard Lounge when he was local, it was a two-piece, him and a drummer. Some good stuff. And Ted plays some pretty good slide guitar, and he was playing it with all kinds of stuff. Like someone would handed him a beer bottle or something, and he played slide with that. And the show was a lot of fun, really good music. And he's going to be coming, I forget the dates and everything, because it's in another few months. He's going to be playing a show in Boston, I think the only one this year. Can update on that when it gets closer. Any case, time's winding down now for my show. And I've enjoyed being here playing music for you. I hope you've enjoyed listening to it. It's weird because my other show is 2 hours, and having a 1 hour show makes it seem so short. Just like, real, I don't know. It's kind of interesting. But anyway, I'll sign off now. And I'm not sure who's coming on after me. I think the person with the show after me had to have a substitute today, so I don't know who that is or what the show is going to be. But in any case, my name's Marion Farrow, and you've been listening to Rock Under the Radar, and this is WMFO in Medford. It's on 91.5 on the FM dial and streaming online. You can go on their website, WMFO.org, and you can listen to the show there. So I will see you next week, and some of you know about my Tuesday night show on WCAC and 6 to 8 p.m., and I hope you're there too. And as I said, next week at the same time, same place here. So see you next time. Bye-bye. I hate her.